أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة إلى آخر الآية. There is the next ayat in which generally we explain that the Quran teaches us that the temptations of this world we must be careful about. But Allah reward our mufassirin who draw our attention that this is also part of the answer for the people of Najran, the Christians of Najran who had come to debate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we had read previously, that their very, very chief priest, Abu Haritha, he had recognized and he openly admitted that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And he warned his brother that don't speak ill about him, otherwise great destruction will come to you. In spite of knowing that, he refused to accept Islam. And the reason was that the love of dunya, his lust, his desires, the wealth that he was earning from his people, and also his name and fame, he could not sacrifice that. And therefore Allah has mentioned this whole in the Quran Sharif, that as the Christians and the chief priest, the biggest priest in the world at that time, he, though in spite of knowing it, but he could not overcome his nafs and his desires. So it's a warning for us, for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that don't fall in the same trap also. So that you know what is the truth, the true teachings of deen and Islam, but because of people, to make people happy, then you don't want to accept that, and you want to make the people happy. Today that alim also is regarded as a very good, moderate alim who makes the people happy, who keeps the peace, who doesn't upset the apple cart. And Allah can become unhappy and we can break the laws of Allah, that does not matter. But we must not upset the apple cart. That is regarded as a good alim. That is for the Muslims in generally. Then this is for the ulama also. That as we understand that this Abu Haritha was the chief priest and he had fallen prey to this in spite of all his knowledge, and he did have his proper knowledge of his religion, so much so that he recognized Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the true Nabi, but he did not make his islah. And therefore he gave preference to the wealth and the position of this dunya. So the ulama also must be very careful that they must not fall prey, that they want the praises. Many people, even ulama, our bayans are also made such a way that we don't upset anyone. Don't say anything that people will get hurt the feelings of people. And we will rather keep quiet about the truth. We won't speak the truth. And this refers to even ulama, mashayikh, and people who have got even ijazat. Unless a person is not continuously worried of his islah. And as far as islah is concerned, the minimum requirement is to spend at least one chilla in the khidmat of one's share. If we did not do that, we did not even make our islah. Then where can our islah be done? When a person spends that one chilla with mujahada and to the satisfaction of the sheikh, then he could have got that islah. But it is no guarantee for life also. Every moment, as in life we know, we can have a show house, a house which is a show house, perfect, clean, to the T, but don't clean it for one day, one week, and what's the condition? We could have just taken a bath now, and we are completely clean, and I say I'm clean for life now. It doesn't work like that. Immediately, the dust, the sweat, etc. starts coming. So our islah also, we have to be worried of it all the time. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala explained that this is a trap which Allah has put for us, and that we face these challenges all the time. It has been put within us, zuyyana linnas. It has been made beautiful. It is not beautiful. All these things which are coming in front, the love of the temptations, one's desires, one's nerves, and then it shows out in the form of love of woman, etc. For example, right now, there are two big muftis in the UK who are serving jail sentences. The one for 15 years and the other one for 7 years for teaching girls and becoming close to the girls and doing things which are speaking, etc., and molesting the girls. Today even we get gruesome reports of locally also what the Ustad speaks to the girls, like what kind of jokes he makes, etc. Those girls become ashamed that our Ustad, what is he talking about? So these things are there, and unless a person doesn't make his Islah, it won't go out of him. And like for example in the UK, the media went to town with the whole thing. They hate the Muslims, and they found the ideal occasion to run them down in every way, and they made a huge hue and cry and big story about it, and they disgraced the Muslims even this year. So we have to be very careful, and until a person is not concerned of his Islam all the time and is not on his guard, he will be overtaken with these things. So Allah Ta'ala says, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ فَرِفْتَ كِيَاهِ لُوْغُوْكُ. And Allah has beautified this for pure people. It is not beautiful, this lust and dirt, and what a person does after that, having affairs with women, molesting girls, etc. All these things are not nice, nobody likes it. But when a person is involved, he feels he finds it very enjoyable. He can't stay without it. It becomes so desirous to him that he becomes totally blind to the harms. That is another thing here, that when it has been beautified like that, it is ugly. It has been beautified. And when a person is caught in the trap, he doesn't see the pitfalls. He doesn't see that if I'm exposed tomorrow, what disgrace I'll bring on me, to my community, and to my institution. He becomes totally blind. I'll ruin my own marriage. My wife will hate me. My children will hate me. But a person doesn't think about that. That is how it overtakes a person. And when he's completely destroyed, then he realizes how wrong I have been. And this is not only in these matters, in many other matters. A person blurts out what he wants to, and afterwards, then he regrets it. Then he asks for forgiveness for the wrong that he has done. So this is a big threat, and a person, until he's not conscious and worried about it, he will fall in the threat. May Allah protect us. And if we get away with it in this dunya, Allah knows everything. And if our tawbah was not sincere, then the consequences in the qabr are much more worse than the consequences of this dunya also. So Allah says that it has been made beautiful, so don't fall in the trap. Hukku shahawat, marghoob cheezo ki muhabbat ne. The things which Allah has made enjoyable to the nafs. Today with regard to our food, the takeaway food, it has become so enjoyable to us, though we even know, we are warned also, that the stand is so harmful, so unhealthy, and that it is haram in most cases, but yet we just turn a blind eye to it. And we'll keep on eating from these. It wasn't very long ago that KFC in Saudi Arabia and in India, they were caught out that they were frying their potato chips in pig fat. And when the complaints were lodged to them and objections were made, they apologized to India and to Saudi. They did not even apologize. And the people who were eating, enjoying all those potato chips, what was it? Fried in pork, the fat of pork. And even now, when they say they send it half fried. And the other half must be done there locally. That also, what is it? Yeah, also, forget the meat, the potato chips we buy also, and which are already half fried. In what are they fried? So we have to be very careful, but just our taste buds, just to satisfy that enjoyment we get in eating all these things, we don't think what we are eating. So all these things, zuyyana linnas, they've been made beautiful, hubbu shahawat, our desires that we have, and we have become slaves of our desires, which the Quran Sharif says, araita man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Have you not seen that stupid idiot who has made his own desires his God? As we had to please Allah, we want to please our desires today. What our wishes are, what our desires, we don't see whether it's permissible, impermissible, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, we just want to satisfy. How many people, they are caught even with incest, having affairs with their granddaughters, with their daughters, with their mothers, just because of that lust and desire. If a person doesn't harness it, make his Islam, and this process of Islam doesn't go through, he'll be prey to all these things. The first thing of this, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, minan nisa. The first threat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the worst fitna I have left on the man of my ummah is woman. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, women are the nets of the traps of shaitan. Shaitan traps man through woman. And when a person just, Allah puts that inclination, not even a beautiful woman, not even a woman of status or anything, but he just puts that desire in your heart for that woman, and you become blind. You don't think now what is right, what is wrong. So big age gaps there are also. People who are 45, 50, 55, getting involved with girls 15, 16 years, and they don't even think. When the shaitan puts that trap, a person doesn't think. And the worst trap, yeah, according to the Quran Sharif here, yeah, the first trap is the trap of woman. How many people, even unfortunately ulama, private nikahs they are making. Why must it be private? If it's a jaiz and halal thing, and if it's done properly, it should be done properly. But why all? Where did it start? Why was a private nikah made? Because there was some history behind there. And that is all a haram history. So this is the main trap which a shaitan uses to lure men and take them into destruction. And in here, just as I mentioned, two top muftis of the UK, respected, and even after all this, so respected that many ulama came out in their defense, where in the court case it was open that they were found guilty of the offenses that were mentioned. So even such people get caught in these matters. Allah protect us all, and let us realize that we have to worry about our own self, make our Islam. Otherwise, in all things, name, fame, we'll make namaz our whole life, but it may be just for name and fame. It might not be sincerely, and it must not happen that we get very, very, in a very unpleasant way we get surprised in the qabr, that what our condition was. We were thinking that we are very pious, we are big maulanas and sheikh, but when we go in the qabr, if there is something else there, then there is no comeback from there. No tawbah also there. This is the opportunity Allah has given us. May Allah let us understand and correct our lives, and may we bring the Quran into our lives and make the Quran our guide. And those who teach us the right things, let us appreciate that. Not those who just camouflage and just make us happy that we are very good, we are big ulama, we are big mashayikh, lot of work of deen we are doing, and all the harm we don't even focus on that. We don't even, we haven't got an inkling of all the harm. And in the qabr, all that will come out. May Allah guide us to righteousness and protect us. Subhanallah.